All right, good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and let's get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, we are doing a special episode. It is our favorite A Toy edition. And of course, I am your host, Frank, and joining me as always, you know who they are. They're my partners in crime, the Ren and Stimpy of the show. You know I'm talking about Rolly, and of course, we're talking about D himself, also known as our toy guru. Now, before we get into today's episode, remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, share our videos, and throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your podcast cravings will take you.
Whoa, oh my God, whoa.
I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Now, also, don't forget to come check us out on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. Now, we do need a little bit of a favor here, all right? We're getting a lot of love and a lot of support on TikTok, but our cartoon addicts, where are you on Instagram? You got to find us. You got to join so you can grab all those awesome clips. Now, speaking of podcast cravings, right? Rolly, do me a favor. Why don't you tell our fans, all three of them, right, about our new home, buddy?
All right. You want me to do it as the voice of Ren? Stimpy, you stupid idiot.
You know, I hated that cartoon, right, man. It was so disgusting.
It was a terrible cartoon, disgusting. Yes. So, but obviously I'm Ren and Dwayne, you're
Yes,
Stimpy.
Obviously. Now, which one is which?
Yes.
One of them was a dog and one of them was a cat, right? What was the fat one with the big nose?
The dog.
That was the dog. And that's Ren?
That's definitely okay. Ren. I don't know the difference between them, but I don't know which is a cat and which is a dog. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I always thought the other one, the skinny one.
Okay, Ren is, according to, Okay, so Ren, the skinny one is Ren. And the cat is Stimpy.
And Stimpy is the fat one.
So I'm Ren and Dwayne Stimpy. Okay, Stimpy. Okay. All right, so the new home of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast is CartoonRewind.com. But it's not only the home of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. It's not where you'll go to find all these wonderful podcasts that all four of you guys are enjoying. Thank you again for that. But now it's also the home of toys.
Yes.
So we have rare, we have everything from rare collectibles to brand new items to hard to find items. Obviously, hopefully by the time you get to this, we've added more stuff. So right now it's a kind of soft opening. So if you go check it out now, you'll be getting on the ground floor. Sign up for our newsletter, you can get 10% off your first order. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it. I know we got some good stuff. I just put in some new merchandise yesterday, and we have some new ones coming up.
Yeah. And if you're a 3¾ G.I. Joe fan, oh my God, do we got you. We got you guys. Yes. Yes. Or ladies.
And we, yeah. Ladies. And also, we just recently uploaded a lot of loose figures, rare collectible, ooh, first series OG figures there. So you can check those out if you're missing something for your collection. But we also have a lot, like you're talking about, we have those 25th anniversaries and some classifieds out there.
Beautiful. All right. So, Rolly, here's where I normally say, what are we watching today? But today, not about watching. It's about a dialogue about what toy are we doing today, buddy?
Let me see. I'm going to give you – I usually just tell you, but this time I'm going to give you a
hint. There you go. I love it when you give us hints.
Let's see if you can figure it out.
I hope we don't get copyrighted.
Copyrighted? I hope he doesn't have a heart attack.
It does hurt to hear it. It does hurt to hear it. So I'm pretty sure everybody figured it out, like somewhere probably around here. Wait.
Right there.
If you're listening to us and you're interested in toys, I'm pretty sure that all that took was That's it, and everybody already knows what it is. I do love, like, the best thing of Star Wars is John Williams. So everything else is trash. Everything else is trash.
I can't believe you said that, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna put in my ratings right now for this toy line.
Is this a Power Ranger thing all over again?
Yes, it is. It is. All right. So, if you can't tell, we are reviewing Star Wars. We're doing the original line, the first wave, the 1978 to 79. That came out. So it technically came out what, Christmas? Well, it was supposed to come out in Christmas of 77, but they couldn't. So a lot of people got a certificate to be able to order it when it first came out.
I remember that.
It is not a lot of figures. For 78, came out with 12, and then followed for the next year by 8. And I think we'll probably just review all the whole line of this original wave, the 71, 70, you know, 78, 79 line, which is about 21 figures in all. Plus there were multiple accessories, vehicles, and play sets. So, Star Wars. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to guess, I tell you which ones I had right now.
Zero.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Zero.
Did not.
I'm curious about these. How popular were these in on your island, buddy?
Very.
The Virgin Islands.
Very. Just like everybody else, we had Star Wars. We saw the movie.
I was 1 year old as a little baby. Frank, you drove there. You were 16.
Actually, I remember, because, you know, I did enjoy my Star Wars back in the days, right? I remember seeing The New Hope, which is episode 4, quite a few times in the movie theaters. But the one that stuck out the most for me was May 21st, 1980. It was a Wednesday, because I remember this. It was 3 days before my birthday, you know what I mean? And I was living in North Miami, and I told my dad, I go, Pop, I want to go to school. I want to see Star Wars. I want to see it before anybody else. I don't want to go to school people tell me about Empire Strikes Back. And I remember my dad said, okay, for your birthday, we'll do it. So I skipped school that day with the old man. He took me to the 163rd Street Mall, which I think it's 167th Street, which is higher up. Rolly, I know you know what I'm talking about. We went there. Yeah. The line was around the mall, and there were characters. I saw Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca, Vader. Dude, I saw freaking R2-D2. Bro, I was going crazy, man. I was like this. Look, Rodney, I was like this. I was like, oh, my God. Pop, pop, pop. Look. Oh, man, I loved it, man. I loved it. I remember that like if it was yesterday, dude.
Yes, you did.
Okay, and Kenner made Star Wars.
That's where I got it.
Kenner made first. Okay. Yeah, it's very good. Threw me off. You threw me off, yeah.
My bad on that one.
Yeah. But, yes. Yeah. No, so, yeah, because, they stopped making the 12-inch figures, G.I. Joes, because there was a little bit of a plastic shortage, and it was very expensive to make, and it really wasn't selling, so they paused it. And then, like you said, the Star Wars revive, you know, like, hey, the kids are really enjoying playing with these smaller figures. Let's give them what they want.
Yeah.
So, and that's where we're at. All right. Let's share our screen here and start with the fun part. So this week I just props out to the toycollectorsguide.com. Yes. We're using them for their Star Wars information, so appreciate it. So Pretty much 1978, 1979, kind of what I said here. So they didn't know what they didn't kind of bought the by the way, and considering that I'm more of a G.I. Joe and even Star Wars, Star Trek guy, I know a lot about the Star Wars line.
That's
But
good.
Kenner bought the rights to Star Wars. Well, they didn't buy the rights.
Money.
Everybody knows that. That's where George Lucas made his money. But Kenner asked for the rights to make the toys, and came into a negotiation because the studios didn't want anything with it. So George Lucas said, "Look, fine. Listen, I'll take that. You take all the money from the box office. I'll take everything else."
Smart
And
move.
I may be off
Smart
in numbers
move,
there.
and we did
Yeah, it
not
was
know
ended
that.
up being a smart move.
Yeah.
And Kenner went up to George Lucas and offered to make the toys, and they negotiated their everything. George Lucas still made a good chunk of change there, because no one really thought, and again, the studios didn't think the Star Wars is going to
Nope.
make
Yep.
much. And Kenner didn't really think they were going
Nope.
to make this. It wasn't going to be this crazy either. So they, again, the run to production wasn't as fast as they wanted to. But they weren't too worried about it. But unfortunately, after the explosion of the movie, Frank, when did the movie come out? In 77, was it? It wasn't summer.
No.
Was it June?
No. Empire Strikes Back, I remember when that one came out, May 21st, 1980. But the original one, I believe it came out in 70, 75?
77.
Seventy-seven.
No, I thought it was 76. I thought it was
Oh, no,
76.
70. Yeah. I would have to look it up.
Alexa,
No, the toy guru said
when did
77.
Star Wars, Alexa, when did Star Wars come out? Alexa.
Right,
Okay.
77, guys. 77. 77, the exact date I would need to find out for you. But it was 1977. I was just trying to say when in 1970 came out because of the fact that they weren't ready.
You ready? It was May 25th, a day after my birthday, 1977.
When's your birthday?
May 24th.
Oh shit. Happy
So
birthday.
this one was after my birthday, the first one. And then Empire Strikes Back, which until this day is still my favorite one, was 3 days before my birthday.
You always like the bad guys winning.
I do.
All right, so yeah, so they weren't that eager. There was a production issues, so the toy line came out late. So to make kids happy, they gave them a certificate for I think it was the first
It was
series
four
of the
fingers.
12 fingers,
Wow. It
and
was 12 fingers.
it came on a. Let me see. Raise your hand. No, let's watch. The first series of figures contained 12 in total. Four were released with the early bird package. So,
Ah, so
Mr.
the four was
Flores
the
gets
early bird.
points.
Okay.
Yes. So the early bird Flores gets 1 point here. Okay. They came in a four pack. We'll see if they have it here. Let me see if they have it here.
Well, I can tell you the early bird one was Luke, Leia, R2, and Chewbacca.
Right here. So here's your early bird certificate. As you can see, here's a, it's a little valuable there. So cardboard. So early certificate with the 12 pegs, and then you have the four here: Chewbacca, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Arturito.
Yeah, R2D2.
Arturito. So, which is pretty good. A lot of times they had this, you also had this action display case that came with it. So for Christmas, some kids just got this card.
Yes.
Like here, your parents promise you.
I was one of those. I was one of those.
So I again not into, and this is how it looks here. Let me see if I can zoom in a little bit so we can see a little clearer. For those watching us on YouTube, thank you very
Yes,
much.
we
But here's
appreciate
the
it.
packaging came in.
Yeah.
Yes, and here's the packages. So it's pretty good. So this is the early bird packaging. But the first wave will come down here. It came out in 1978. is the aforementioned R2-D2.
And hey, look at his face, so buddy. That's... Look at his face.
So, it looks a lot beat up in this packaging, but here it is. I mean, pretty good, though. And again, no one's... I forget that his name is spelled out. Not actually just R2-D2. So,
R2-D2.
Yes. It's on Phonics.
That's the... Yeah. So, right now, market value is... if you can get them carded, somewhere between $500 to $700.
Mm-hmm.
Loose, you can get them for $30.
Really?
Not bad.
30?
Yeah. 30. Then you have...
31?
Ben. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I had him. I had both of those. And the famous, the infamous freaking vinyl freaking... whatchamacallit? Think in the back. What's that called? Cape?
Cape? Well, I think it's more of a shroud. Because he puts it over his head.
Well, that wasn't a shroud. But, for the toy, that definitely wasn't a shroud.
No. I don't know what that is.
Yes.
It's like a cape. Yeah, definitely
it's a vinyl cape. Yes. I believe he had one. Vader.
Yes.
And I think Princess Leia had one, too.
We shall see. Think. So he comes with his blue lightsaber.
Yep.
It looks like a freaking candle. It's just like a candle in there.
Now, Rolly, did you know that on the arm where the lightsaber is at, underneath it, there was a little, whatchamacallit, knob where you actually push the saber out? Did you know that?
Oh. No, I didn't. I did not.
Really? Yes. So that's how it popped out. The saber actually goes all the way up to the arm, but then underneath, there was this little groove where you just pull down, whatchamacallit, the lightsaber, so it comes out.
Okay.
Yes. I know. Because if you notice, it's the right hand, and if you notice, the hand is cupping the saber. Yes.
The saber, yes.
The only thing I never understood was that freaking long little pinchito thing. Yeah, that.
Tip?
That's it. That was the extension of the lightsaber. That's what it was.
Ah, but it was so freaking thin, bro.
And it was changed due to a cow having a choking hazard. Like a child.
A cow?
Having a...
Oh!
Look, Rolly.
A cow.
What?
A cow?
Boo.
So. All right. And then we have Chewbacca.
Look at Vader's freaking popping up the collar. It's like, bro, big time.
Oh, you notice that did you notice his collar is bigger than Obi-Wan?
Yes. But if you notice,
do you know why Vader
started the trend? Because this was before the 80s. He was popping up the collar, man. I'm telling you.
Do you know why Vader's collar is bigger than Obi-Wan's?
Because he's black.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's what we're doing now?
A little bit. No, we've been doing this for I don't know how many podcasts now. So Chewbacca card it somewhere between $450 to $600. Loose, you can also get him for about $30 to $50. He's pretty much, I believe, does his gun come off?
Uh-huh.
Yes, right?
His gun, yes.
Okay. So his accessory is a Wookiee Bow Castle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird name.
Which Han Solo shot it for the first time in episode 4, 5, 6, episode 7, and he loved it. He's never shot his bow gun before until episode 7. Just to let you know.
It's funny how you gotta make me count. It's funny how you gotta count. Then we have Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Daddy. Card it is $750 to $1,000 because obviously everybody wants Darth Vader, the main character.
Of course. You have to.
Of this trilogy. I don't care about what Luke says. His accessories are a red lightsaber and a cape vinyl. He was released twice in 78 and 79. Obviously, Loose, if you can find him, 40 to 65. I doubt he's going to have that cape if you find him, but good luck. No variations during his Star Wars run, so don't look for anything different.
Hey, Rory, I'm sorry, buddy. Yes. Did you know actually, because I learned this while I watched the movie, and then I had to Google it before, but did you know that Vader is the word father in German?
I did not know that, because I don't speak German. Yeah. Dwayne, did you know that, Toy Guru?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So basically, it's been there the whole entire time, letting us know that he is somebody's father.
Darth father.
Yes, but he's also the dark father.
Yes, dark.
Did you know that Darth? Did you know that Darth means dark in German?
That I did not know.
It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know if it's true. It just sounds.
But it sounds right, right? I can tell you that. I can tell you.
It sounds about right. All right. So next we have the leader of Dark Helmet. Oh no, my bad.
Spaceballs? Was it Spaceballs?
Yeah. Spaceballs, yeah. May the Schwartz be with you. All right. This is here, Death Squad Commander, which I feel is a totally random ass figure to make. And we have also Luke. Oh, sorry, Han Solo. Mm-hmm. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
All right. So the Death Squad Squad Commander comes with his Imperial Blaster. He's made for 2 years. It's out there. If you can find him carded, about 400, 500, loose between 30 to 50. Yeah. There's not much here. There's no alternative. There's no variations or anything there. Han Solo, obviously, he's a little more pricier.
Yeah.
So between 850 to 1100 corded. His blaster is called the Smuggler Blaster, mm-hmm. which is a random. Again, kids were stupid to buy anything. Now you need to have like science behind.
But he's
stuff.
A smuggler.
So is he wearing a smuggler vest? Yep.
Smuggler's pants with a belt.
Oh, you got to put on his smuggler belt buckle. All right, so there are two variations here, though. Mm-hmm. You have the more common variation with Han with a small head. And then there's one with a normal size head. Which is, I thought, funny, but you can see it here. I'm not sure which is the normal one.
The one on the right.
Okay, that's normal size?
No.
Okay.
The one on the left is the normal size. The one on the right is the small one. The one that looks like Rocky Road.
Make up your mind.
Uh huh.
Remember Chunky Chunk?
The one on the left looks like Hello God.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Then we have Jawa.
Never had a Jawa.
Never had a Jawa. There's two variations of Jawa. So you have the incarnate. You can get them. 450 to 600, mm-hmm. but that's with the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
With his cloth. Now, loose cloth, that's carded cloth. Loose cloth is 40 to 60. Loose with a vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Cape or cloak. See? Cloak. That's between 1500 to 2500. So, 1500 to 25. You can see him here if you're watching us, following us on YouTube. There it is right there. So there's a difference. Obviously,
yes,
vinyl looks a lot better.
I did not know that there was a difference in that. Look at that. Okay.
Yes. The vinyl cape Jawa is definitely the Holy Grail type item. Very limited production. Extremely hard to track down. So I don't have production numbers. But there it is.
Wow.
It's always a random.
That's true.
Then we come to Luke Skywalker.
Blondie himself. Look how blonde his hair is, man.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that would be a variation of him with a less blonde hair. Because eventually his hair changes, I believe. So, carded is between 1100 to 1500. Mm-hmm. Loose is still kind of expensive. 80 to 1200 bucks. Comes with a yellow lightsaber.
Yes. Instead of the traditional blue.
Yes.
Blue.
His dad wasn't. I didn't know. Was it blue or was it green? Yellow.
It was blue, wasn't it?
Like Sinjo white, maybe not blue. Blue.
No, it was. Oh my god! Freaking. No, bro, that's your friend.
No, that's white. It was never white.
There was no white one.
I said
white.
Ahsoka. White would Ahsoka just be had a white one.
I said a tinge of white. I didn't say. Like it wasn't.
Tinge. What the hell is a tinge of white?
It looked like light. It wasn't blue.
Well, is this the HD version or the original release? Oh.
Okay, so Luke's original lightsaber was green, not blue. It was green.
Green. Which is would make sense because it's supposed to.
He had.
Obi-Wan's. So what color is Obi-Wan's
lightsaber? He didn't make.
No, he actually got his father's. No. Obi-Wan had the blue one. The one that Obi-Wan gave Luke Skywalker was Anakin's, which was green. According to
and then he lost that one.
I don't remember Vader him losing it. Off. Oh, you mean when
Vader cut his hand off? His hand.
Yeah.
And Empire Strikes.
Yeah, cut it off. He lost.
He got it back.
Yeah, and
he made.
I thought he got.
He made another one.
Guys, come on. Guys, how would he make one? There was no more Star Wars. There was no,
there was no more Star Wars.
There was no more Star Wars. He knows how to make it. What are you talking about?
Exactly, he's a Jedi, bro.
So, according to this, the only variation here is the early bird version had the longer telescoping lightsaber with a tip at the end. The Carded version didn't have that, making it the early bird version. So, the tip, you only get the tip in the beginning. That didn't get it. All right. Then we're moving on. Any fun facts here, Frank, before I move on?
Nobody, no.
All right. So, next two is we have Princess Leia of Ghana.
Twin sister he knew nothing about.
He did not.
Spoilers. Damn it, he just ruined it for me.
Hey, look, I was right. She did have a cape, a vinyl cape.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cloak. But whatever.
Yeah, it says vinyl cape, so it's a cape.
I know. If it goes over your head, I think it's.
I don't see it going over her head. It's just freaking color up, buddy. So on all of them.
Yeah. Okay, but in the cartoon, in the movie, it goes over her head.
But the cord does not.
And she's not wearing a bra because there's no bra.
There is not. There is not, buddy. There is not.
So, all right. Her accessories is obviously the vinyl cape, and she has a blaster named after her. She loves that gun so much. It's called the Leia Blaster. You see, there's no variations here. Right now, carded between 700 and 900, loose between 70 to 100.
Okay. You know, I had her, buddy.
Hey!
Really? You don't like having female figures?
I had Lady J. I had Scarlet.
Wow! You get around a lot.
I had Leia, and I also had the Sand People. I had one of those.
Wow!
You had one of the Sand People. You didn't do an army builder here?
No. I didn't believe in I shouldn't say I didn't believe. I didn't even think about army building when I was this young. I was just collecting them, man, to play with them and have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the Sand People, which is 450 to 600 carded. The accessories was a Gandalf stick. That's a Gaffy.
Yeah, you don't pronounce it.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know you don't pronounce the D? Comes with a vinyl cape. All of these, they all say they're tough to find in a secondary market. But there's really no variations of this at all. So vinyl cape, So at least this guy wears his vinyl cape properly. He just looks, if you look at him, if you're looking at him, he just looks like a kid who ate too much chocolate cake. Just did it. He got it over his face.
He's got it all right here. Hands. He got it all right here.
Yes. It's all there. I can make another joke about it, but this is PG-13.
Is it?
We'll leave it as that, buddy. We'll leave it as that.
Yeah, it's PG-13. Then we have Fat Cetrepeo.
Cetrepeo. With the Stormtrooper.
Cetrepeo. Yes, he has no accessories. You don't get nothing.
Nah, bro.
Carded between 500 and 700. And that's pretty much it. Obviously, and then we move on to the, we have our
Stormtrooper.
Troopers, mm-hmm. Yes, with a Stormtrooper blaster, which looks just like the Death Squadron blaster, but whatever. Also looks like Han's blaster.
No. It's definitely not the same as Han's, but it is the same as the commander, the Death Squad commander. His axe is him one, yes.
Okay.
But not Han Solo.
So, we need to get 1,000 of these with bad eyesight. They all have bad eyesight.
I'm sucking, Amy, dude. Yeah, sucks.
And that's pretty much for Wave 1. That's all came out in Wave 1. And again, any, did you guys, so remind me again, Frank, you had Leia, you had the Sand People.
So you ready?
I'll
start from the bottom. I had the Stormtrooper, I had C3. Now remember, we're talking about Wave 1, right? Stormtrooper, C3PO, the Sand People. I did have Leia. Of course I had Skywalker. I had Han Solo. I had Vader, Chewie, Obi, and of course I had R2-D2. But I never had the Death Squad commander, because for me, I remember this as a child, he was not a main character.
Main character.
You know what I mean? So I was like, I don't want him. And the Ewoks? No, the Jawas. I always found them annoying, so I never bought the toy.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You're a picky child, aren't you?
You know how I am with my toys, man. You know how I am. I like my toys looking a certain way. You know what I mean? And I like certain things when it comes to it. And the Jawas never really caught my interest. Bing! I mean, that's the only thing that I know of. I mean, that I like of them. That noise that they make.
And the Sand People, though? You enjoyed them?
I actually did, because I thought they were cool. I thought they were cool. You know what I mean? For me, for what I knew back then, not what I know now, due to the book of Boba Fett, to me, they were barbaric monsters. You know what I mean? That's how I saw them.
Probably back in 1977 when he wrote it, or back, he wrote this like in the 60s, they were.
Mm-hmm.
And man, somebody now at Disney went to ruin it.
They didn't ruin it. Anakin slaughtered them all.
Yeah, I think they gave them a good origin and a good story from the Boba Fett, the book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Sand People. Oh, my God. I never even thought of that. I love it. Their traditions, right? Oh, no, I thought they did a great job. But again, back then, they were just savages. So, boom, they looked cool. You know what I mean?
I just don't think there was a need to, why to make them, you know, give them backstories and stuff like that. But whatever, just start writing. All right. The early bird figure sets that come with the figures, that's a little pricey. That's somewhere between $2,500 to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you didn't have it, the early bird, Frank? Yours were all carded individuals?
I think they were carded. I can't remember, buddy. I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about some accessories and some creatures.
Yes.
So then you have the Patrol Dewback.
Mm-hmm.
Dewback. It's a harness and a saddle. That's pretty much it.
I had the collector's case. All there is.
You had the collector's case? Well, with all the figures you had.
I was a very organized person at a very young age.
So the Star Wars collector case with packaging is about $200 to $300. It's just plastic trays, two plastic trays, a cardboard divider,
mm-hmm.
And a sticker sheet. Damn, Kenner was
cheap. A top tray, and there was a bottom one. You just,
But then a little piece of cardboard to separate it.
That's it.
All right, how about some play sets? You have the Cantina Adventure. It feels like the Muppet song, but, box with figures, it can run you between $1,100 to $1,200, and what you get here is Snaggletooth, Greedo, Hammerhead, the Walrus Man, the cardboard playset, ladies and gentlemen, the playset's made out of cardboard, and foot pegs so they can stand up. Like, I can't imagine, this is expensive because it must be so rare to find cardboard from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, almost 50, because, I don't want to make myself that old.
But you are.
I'm fine. Then you have, so that's one, the Cantina Adventure set. Then you have the Creature Cantina action set. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the difference is. It's like... This is like the bar.
So the first one is outside the bar. The second one is inside the bar.
Okay. Okay. One's the exterior. The other one's the interior. Yes. Okay. And this comes with a plastic base, cardboard backdrop. Door assembly and action lever assembly. Wow.
Which I did not own none of these. Toys.
These are some cheap toys. Times have changed, guys.
And don't forget about the space station.
The Death Star space station, three stories long, three stories tall. It comes with, technically four. I guess you can stand all the way to the roof. Just kind of dangerous to stand on the roof of a Death Star.
You put the TIE wing up there, bro. That's where you put that up there. Oh. Come on. TIE fighter.
Four
TIE
floors.
Fighter, I'm sorry.
So... No, well, you can tell the X-Wing, too, so I figured you can park whichever one up there. So you got four floors, a roof, which I guess kind of comes in with that, tractor beam, laser cannon, retractable bridge, the swing rope, trash compactor, foam trash to put in the trash compactor.
Of course.
You have the trash monster, trap door. This is pretty good.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they must have made a lot because box is not that expensive, between $300 to $450. You'd think it'd be a little more expensive because I want this now. Of all the places and all the toys.
This is the one that you want. This is the one that you want.
This
is the one that I want. Yes. Yes. I mean, obviously, you know, I like the.
Not the Droid Factory. You don't want the Droid Factory? No.
No.
Or the Cantina. No. Or the Cantina. Adventure set?
No, okay.
All right, then we have the Droid Factory set. It's a plastic base. It came with a crane, and it came with 33 droid parts.
Just parts, buddy. Just parts.
That's the part where you were on Jabba's thing.
And Jabba's
thing? The sail barge.
Jabba's... Okay, and they repurposed that later for Jabba's dungeon. Okay. The land of the Jawas, which is just the escape pod, elevator lift, plastic sliders, foot pegs, cardboard.
The sandcrawler.
Always in the
It was the part where in The New Hope where Luke bought C-3PO and R2.
Yeah.
So it's just outside of it. The market
slavery
of our vehicle,
All right, the Imperial troop transport.
Never had that.
I have a replica of that right now.
Do you? Nice.
Selling it for $10 on eBay.
So you have the from the micro universe. I also happen to have here this is the AT-ST. That's going. That went up in the store.
Oh, nice!
And I have the TIE fighter. Also, it's not Vader's TIE fighter. It's just a regular TIE fighter. The land speeder.
You had it.
Nope.
You had it. Retractable wheels. Wait, I thought it flew.
It does.
Retractable wheels, windshield, and vehicle hood. Okay, and that goes about $200. Obviously, everybody's favorite.
I had it.
Millennium Falcon. You had the Millennium Falcon?
I did have the Falcon, yes.
You got a big smile on your face, too.
The Falcon was the coolest, man. That and the X-Wing. Oh, my God. Oh, and the Snow Speeder?
I wanted the X-Wing so bad, but I couldn't get it. So I gave you the Millennium Falcon.
But I never had the Jawa sand crawler because, again, for me, it just wasn't cool.
And it walked on its own, though. This was radio controlled, though.
That's what it says. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not bad. About $1,100 to $1,500. Yeah. Elevator, stairs, opening ramp, and obviously it's remote control. You also have the sonic controlled land speeder.
Did not have that one.
That one with the little click, 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 and it controls. Every time I heard a click,
remote
it would go
remote control.
Back and forward. A poor man's remote control.
A clicker.
That's about $1,200 between $900 and $1,200. Then you have a regular TIE fighter.
Never did.
It doesn't come with a guy, but also it makes sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how this one makes sounds, but the other one didn't make
Darth
sounds.
Darth Vader.
Like the X. Oh no, Darth Vader did, but the X-wing fighter made no sounds, right? It did. It did? Oh, okay. Well, I see the little lines right here. All right, so yeah, the X-wing laser cannons times four, cockpit canopy, landing gear, but no chubs. Was it guys? Porkies? Porkins.
Huh?
All right, so what's next? I'll find out that. Then we have that. So that's it for the vehicles. Mm-hmm. So you only had the TIE fighter, Vader's TIE fighter, the Millennium Falcon, and an X-wing, which I think that's pretty much all that came out in the movies. Before we get into the cartoons, trailers and commercials for it. Yes. How great was this toy line for
me? Oh, freaking loved it, dude. Loved it. The only thing I never had that I've always wanted was the Atwalker. That's the one freaking Star Wars toy that I wanted so bad, dude.
The what?
The Atwalker.
The AT-AT?
The AT-AT, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first time you should be stuttering. You just said AT. Is it Atwalker?
No,
is it AT-AT-Walker? Is it AT-AT? Or is it the AT-AT-Walker?
AT-AT.
I always called it the AT-AT. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, everybody has, you know, it's one of those, it's like Trekkers, Trekkies.
Yeah.
You know, it depends how, which side of the collector side you fall under. So, that we didn't see here, so I don't think that came out in wave one or two. Dwayne, same question goes to you. You had some figures. Cool. How good was this toy line compared to, so at this point, so Frank is probably better, but at this point, you weren't really when you had some figures, but G.I. Joe didn't exist. He-Man didn't exist by the time you got this, right?
This was
what kind of toys? What, like when you got this toys, what kind of toys were you playing with?
77. So this was like Black Star. Bigfoot, RC cars. Those little cars where you put the battery in and they drive by themselves. I wasn't really into this because, like I said, I didn't like how stiff it was. Didn't like the stiffness. I didn't gravitate to it. But they bought it for me anyway because my big brother liked it. So when he got stuff, I got stuff.
Okay. All right. I obviously, like I said, never had it, but I do understand how important this is to my future childhood playing because of the fact that, like I said, kids love the size and the way you can put the figures in the vehicles and, you know, you can play it. The play was a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
So I know for a fact that this made my childhood better because after this, that's like you said, Hasbro comes out with G.I. Joe's.
And Mask. Mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mask. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Do a little comparison, though. So, let's do the Millennium Falcon commercial from back in 1978.
Okay.
Right? And then let's compare it to a more modern Millennium Falcon
Let's do that.
Commercial. All right. Hopefully, you saw how good I was intrigued. Ooh. So our YouTube people are not going to know, our listeners are not going to know this, but I was so intrigued with the land speeder one that I just stood here still.
Yeah, we started.
Yeah, man, we thought you were frozen.
Yeah, you guys didn't say anything.
Waiting on you. We're like, is he frozen?
Yeah. No, that's funny. All right, here we go. It's 1978. Star Wars, Millennium Falcon.
Size of the Star Wars collection. The Millennium Falcon that you put together. Batteries not included.
Nice landing, Han Solo. Uh-oh, come on, Chewbacca. Stormtroopers are coming.
Action figures each sold separately.
Got him on radar. I'll fire the laser cannon.
There's even a hidden storage hatch.
Ready for takeoff. Jump to light speed. For God. On to the Death Star.
New Star Wars Millennium Falcon. Action figures each sold separately. From Kenner.
That was awesome.
All right. All right. But now this is the next one I'm going to do is from, okay, which is the name of this, the last trilogy that came out?
Number seven, eight, and nine.
Right. So I know you have the Jedi Awakens, Force Awakens. I can't remember. So this one came out with the first
Force Awakens.
Trilogy.
Force Awakens.
Number seven, right?
Yeah.
That's Force Awakens? All right. Let's take a look how the Millennium Falcon has aged. You would think it's new technology, new everything, right? Should be good. Let's find out.
This one was...
The First Order is attacking. Call in the new Battle Action Millennium Falcon.
It lights up.
Smaller.
Yes, it does. Right,
does it?
Take out those TIE fighters with a pop-up laser cannon.
Yes.
That?
Direct hit. Then, prepare your attack run. Take them by surprise and fire the hidden torpedo. Demolish the First Order with the new battle-action Millennium Falcon.
Got a big gun and it lights up.
Batteries not included. We did it. Hit it, Chewie.
Original. 100%.
I'm going to have to agree. Look at the lameness of the cannon.
That's like super lame. And look how small the Falcon is.
And
the cannon is bigger than the freaking Falcon.
Yes. No. You can't even. And it's freaking. It's almost the same size as freaking the TIE fighter.
Yeah. No.
And now, just FYI for my Star Wars fan, because I know you guys hate change, but come
look
on, this is supposed to be like. The future. What?
Hate change.
We come up with new ships all the time. We come up with new ships and more and new Star Wars Star Trek comes up with new ships and new technology. These people are still using TIE fighters.
That
all they did.
That
was,
I will say.
All he did was paint, put a red line on it. There's a new order. Same thing with the X-wing. That has no new technology. The most new stuff were the big ships, the cruisers and stuff, Imperial cruisers and stuff like that. And all they do on the other New Order did was just create bigger, not Death Stars, but destroyers, and make them pointier.
Okay.
That was it. So you guys, because oh my God, we can't have a new X-wing, or a TIE fighter. Come on, doesn't make any
Don't
sense.
Don't need to. Change. Don't need to, man.
Why you have wings, by the way? You're not in air.
Because
space.
It looks cool.
So, but those are the commercials that we had.
Yes.
I don't have any new commercials. So let's talk about our rating system.
Yes.
Frank, I always like it when you
not
do
a
it.
Problem. So the Cartoon Rewind Toy Edition rating system is as follows. We have three simple categories. Category number one is collect, which means you owned it when you were younger, or we can also add in there that you would own it again today. We have a flip, which means, yeah, you'll buy it, but just to sell it, right? And then, of course, a pass, which is, yeah, you know what? I wouldn't even own this if it was given to me. That's what we have. So I'm going to go first, because, and I think you all know exactly which one I'm going to choose.
What did he say?
You know what I mean? I am choosing a collect.
Alright, I'm gonna go with, obviously, I could have said this at the beginning. This is a sell. If I can get my hands on any of this original stuff, I'm gonna sell the shit out of it. Except for the Millennium Falcon, though. I might keep that one. Because that is a nice ship. That is a very nice ship. And I love my ships. So that's the other one.
Yep. D, how about you, buddy?
It's a flip Guru. On certain parts of it because I like the Millennium Falcon, I like the X-Wing, but everything else, I don't like the figures because not really posable. So it's a flip for me. You flip me for money.
All right, so I think that's it. We're done, Rolly.
Yes.
All right. All right. So guess what, everyone? That wraps up the show for today. From all of us at Cartoon Rewind, a huge thank you for tuning in. And also remember to show us some love with a like, hit that subscribe button, and of course, don't forget to share. Stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, or of course, Apple Podcasts. And don't forget about our new home as well. Catch us on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. Until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts.